A gentle, happy, and dishonest old man. All his life, he had never done a stroke of work. That's from page 12 of A Passage to India by E.M. Forster. Were you listening? Were you paying attention? Did you get it? Gentle, happy, and I was thinking friendly or kind or compassionate. But no, he's gentle, happy, and dishonest. That's a plot twist. And today is your lucky day. You're going to learn how to make the most boring or delicate message way more interesting and sticky. You're going to learn an easy way to add spice to your message and maybe make people laugh or at least smile a little bit. You know, the more tense the situation is, the more valuable is a light touch and a sense of humor. If you learn to pull this off, you will soon soar to the top of your company's A-list in no time. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including social introverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of the A-lister so that you, Mr. or Ms. Listener, get the recognition and the opportunities that you deserve, that you have earned. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And today is Monday. Happy Monday. This is a humor tip that I learned at a humor boot camp. Yes, my default is not humor. It's very sarcastic. Like, what's wrong with you is my default. But there's this man named Darren LaCroix, or LaCroix, it's spelled like the drink, LaCroix. And he wrote this book with Rich Siegel, Segel, called Laugh and Get Rich. It's not a new book. You can get it on Amazon for like $7. But it's really about the role of humor. And I read that, I think, during the pandemic. Then I went to his boot camp, and it's really helped me to infuse more humor, which, trust me, when you're teaching communication skills and executive presence, you need humor. But you're thinking, Laura, I am too busy. I do not have time to do this. Well, let me tell you, a relaxed audience is more receptive to what you're going to say. And if you bring lightheartedness, if you bring a little humor, that doesn't mean you have to be a professional level comedian, although that would be great. It's not that people are going to be laughing every 3 minutes. But you bring a sense of lightheartedness, and that transmits confidence and a dash of the unexpected that makes your message stick. That's a win-win. And also, you know, it's not easy, but I know that you who are listening are exceptionally bright people. So in a way, this whole exercise that you're going to learn today is a deep dive that's going to push your intelligence to make connections where there were no connections before. So you're welcome. Just to review some quick benefits, other benefits to bringing humor and lightheartedness to your conversations. It makes you healthier as a person. It helps people remember what you're going to say. It is more fun. It magnifies your influence. It gives you a competitive advantage if you're the one who can explain the thing in a way that people get it and remember. You become more relatable. You get more agreement. Let me remind you that agreement and persuasion are all emotional reactions. They are emotional decisions that are backed by logic, not the other way around. And this helps you to build trust, and it's disarming for difficult people. And you know that people have like no memory. Short-term memory is a thing of the past. Everybody has trouble focusing. So you should know already, if you don't, today is the day that putting points or elements or reasons or factors or trends in buckets of three makes it somewhat easier to retain, as does repeating your points. That's why even today, I'm sure you remember three blind mice, three little pigs, three Billy Goats Gruff. We have the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in Christianity. In our government, we have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. A speech has a beginning, a middle, and an end. A play usually has three acts. A sophisticated menu has an appetizer, main course, and dessert. Our brains, we are somehow conditioned to really connect with three things. So this is a variation of the rule of three, because just three things by itself is not a plot twist. It's just, easier to remember. But if you want to make it more sticky, you go with logical, logical, ridiculous. For example, oh, there was an example in the beginning that was E.M. Forster, gentle, happy, and dishonest. Dishonest is not what you were expecting. To be a great speaker, you need confidence, you need practice, and you need Xanax. You don't really need Xanax. I've never taken it in my life. But, you know, that's kind of unexpected. I could have said bourbon. I could have said a shrink. The point is to have serious, serious, ridiculous. Here's some more examples for you. We have three product lines. We have good, better, and ridiculously expensive. The three essentials for survival are food, clothing, and bourbon. We have three sizes of carbonated beverages: small, medium, and diabetes. Three things to focus on at the gym: strength, building, cardio, and the hot trainer with the six pack. To party properly in Las Vegas, you need money, sequined clothing, and an attorney. That's where we're going with this. Serious, serious, ridiculous. But you have to have a premise first. Like, the premise is what sets up the three things. So to be a great public speaker, that's a premise. We have three product lines. That's a premise. Other premise examples: the three things this team needs are, for this project to succeed, we need, my career goals are, my three main takeaways are. So that's the setup. You need the premise, but you've got that in your presentation already because you're explaining something, and that can be your premise. And then you go with two normal logical answers. So I'm going to give you examples. The three things this team needs are communication, clarity on goals, and dot, dot, dot. For this project to succeed, we need budget, we need headcount, and dot, dot, dot. My career goals are to be director by age 38, to make 200K, and dot, dot, dot. My three main takeaways are be proactive, be confident, and dot, dot, dot. So that's kind of the easy part of this. You've got your premise and your two normal things. And the more customized this is to your specific audience, the better. So let's work on that last thing. That's where you have to do some brainstorming. So I'm going to use the first premise as the one we're going to work on. The three things this team needs are communication, clarity on goals, and so if this is my team, what I would say as the unexpected, I would say a new boss. The three things this team needs are communication, clarity on goals, and a new boss. Ha 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 ha. Of course, if I'm not the boss, it's not funny and you cannot use it. So you can only use that if you're the boss. Don't say that if you are not and make your boss mad and then blame me. I don't know what else to put. So I just brainstormed 10 things, and I'm going for things that are not related to work, not related to productivity, not related to teamwork. So in my little mini brainstorm session, I wrote down daily massages, and then I changed that to massage therapy. Number two, three martini lunches. Number three, brownies. Number four, Xanax infusions. Number five, a shrink. Number six, a nap. Number seven, a week in Tahiti. Number eight, time out, because I have grandchildren age two and they need time out. So I need time out sometimes. Number nine, throw out our computers, and 10, jail time. I mean, those are all kind of crazy. So if I had to go with like something like right now, like I'm about to present, I would go with number four, that we need communication, clarity on goals, and Xanax infusions. Or we need communication, we need clarity, and we need a shrink, or we need time out. But if your audience doesn't have kids, they may not know what time out is. So it has to be something that goes with your audience. And you all have specific things that are related maybe to project management or engineering projects or product design. So serious, serious, ridiculous. And don't try to be Jerry Seinfeld starting today. It's a process. It took Jerry Seinfeld, I don't know, what is he, 60 something years old? It takes a while. But if you just start this, Even if it's just a little, oh, well, Laura was making an effort. That's a little bit clever. That's going to start you on the road to being the go-to person who can be trusted in delicate situations, intense times, and your influence is going to grow by magnitudes of order. And also, it helps you to focus on something productive rather than the thing if it's, you know, a tense situation. So that's it for today. Now you know how humor can help you build influence, an easy tool for creating relevant humor, and how being a little cuckoo in the head is a good thing. See, that was my little plot twist there. Thank you so much for listening and being here. If you are not getting our weekly communication dispatch, which is reinforcement for your personal brand, and it helps gives you an unfair advantage at work without delay, please visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-list. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.